Yeah. It's the culture that I'm repping for. It's my creation that you asking for. It's the freedom, it's the way of life. Your people say I'm living wild, but this is my life. Fam, bring my graffiti deep in cerebellum. You understand my artwork, so nobody gotta tell them. I got my head in pad every day and night. I turn my volume up because it's time for graffiti mic.
The lions are out the den, and yes, this is not Saturday, this is Tuesday, where we do our talk, interview, and entertainment on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I'm the Javian,
and this is your girl TIA.
Yeah, man, we got a real good show for you right here. And you know, he's not new to this, he true to this right here. And you know, he been blowing up around the whole Texas area, Chicago, whatever. He be hitting the Miami and everything. And yo, you know, he's no stranger. That's why they call him a strange one. That's right. Ooh wee, baby. That's strange one. Yes. And also, he have two new singles out. And we can be later in the show talking to Strange One. And, you know, hey, we may talk about, you know, thunder, you know, boom. I don't have a thunder sound, but that's the horn. Well, yo, hey, welcome to TBOU, the Brand of Us Any Podcast Radio Show. And this is Graffiti Mike Side right here, where we interview all the hip hop artists and rap artists right here. So, hey, let's go ahead and get the show started. TIA right here. Let me get him.
This is Strange One.
Let me get him. This is one of his new singles right here. Strange One right here on TBOU. And right here we got on the phone. Let me get him on the phone. That's right. Yo, we have the one and only Strange One. Yo, what's up, my brother? What's up? Welcome to TBOU, Graffiti Mike.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? Hey, why are you whispering? What's going on, fam? What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You
okay? You're all right. You sound like you got a little hoarse there. What's going on, man?
No. I'm good. I'm just somewhere right now. Yeah, well, we good.
You somewhere right now? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on? What's going
Hello,
on?
Hello, strange one. How are you?
Hey, all right.
All right.
Okay. All right. So, yo, man, welcome to TBO.
Oh, no, I'm gonna let Thunder talk.
You Thunder talk? Oh, okay, the Thunder in the house. Okay, put him on.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
What's going on?
I'm doing good.
Hey, Thunder. Boom! That's my Thunder sign right there for you. Yeah.
Hey, y'all. Good talking to y'all again.
You oh, too, yeah. Well.
Of course. So since this interview is for Strange Ones and you are his lady, Miss Thunder, let people know who is Thunder to start off the show.
Okay, Thunder is... I'm originally from Charleston, South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And North Charleston, South Carolina. So I live in Austin now. And right now I'm an artist, but I also have other things going on. Like I have a cosmetic line called Love's Cosmetics.
Okay.
And also I have a food mobile kitchen here in Austin where I be outside at different parks or at different events serving seafood and soul food, and I have that going on. And so me being an artist right now, I really want to put myself in a category as being a Christian artist.
Okay.
But I'm more like a hip-hop Christian artist, so it's going to be like in between hip-hop and I guess Christian, I guess you can say.
Mm-hmm.
But you will see me on the Strange Ones album, and which his album is not considered a Christian album. So you will see me like having like, you know, little songs here and there on his album and probably a couple of other people's albums too. So I'll just be like a feature.
Mm-hmm.
But for my own album, it's going to be more, you know, talking about God and... Mm-hmm. Correct. And things like that, you know, what I done went through and what he brought me out of and just things like that, you know.
Yes.
What we all can relate to, you know, when it comes down to the faith. So
we can't, you know, hey, we can't wait to hear that, Thunder. And you know, that'd be a great, great different transition and everything else of what you're doing. And, you know, it is different now. And that's everybody doing Christian hip hop and inspirational songs more.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's what I'm going for.
so since we get the missus on the phone, so how did you and Mr. Strange One have met before you moved to Houston? Did he came to
South Carolina?
Well, Austin. Thank you, Austin. Thank you, correct. Did he came to Charleston perform without telling me? And that's why y'all met. You know what I'm saying?
No, actually, I met him. I've been already living in Austin for over 20 years. When I met him last year, actually met last year. He was doing a video shoot at this park called Gibbons Park. I was out with my food mobile kitchen out serving. I met him. My brother and I at the time we were actually doing it together, me mm-hmm. and my brother. So he kind of like networked with him so that he can like, so that we can go to like different events,
mm-hmm.
That he's going to be performing at. So
right.
We went to another event, that he was performing, and then we went to another one. So we went to like one in Killeen and one here in Austin, but that's how I met him. My brother mainly was the one talking to him, dealing with him at the time.
Yes.
But as far as us on a romantic level, I mean, we met like somewhere around December on a romantic level. But that's like, I didn't know him all of this time. I didn't have like no conversations or anything with him like that. All of this time that he was in the business of music, he's been in the business of music since 93.
Yeah.
but I didn't meet him personally until last year.
I like to see how y'all be like that. Like, oh, you strange. You strange. Wait, baby, my name is Strange One, baby. That's what my name is, baby. I'm Strange One. Yeah, you do act strange, but you know, I love you, girl. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Strange One.
No, I'm a trip. Nah.
Yeah, he has, like, I mean, just like with everyone who, you know, seen him, who met him, of course, like, I was the same way. Like, I was like, who is this guy with this mask on? You know, kind of like, you don't know how to feel, you know, should I feel scared, intimidated? Like, you know? what he coming with, you know? So it was one of those things. I felt, I know exactly, you know, how people feel and everything, like when you first see him. But I saw him perform for the first time last year. And I just know that he comes with this energy. And it's just amazing, because I was like, wow, I did not expect that. Like, he comes with the unexpected. So it's like you don't really know what to expect. But then when you see him, when he performs, it's like a power that just comes with him. And it's like, wow, I didn't know that he was going to do all of this. And he like grabbed the crowd, like, and he's very engaging. So it's like, when he put on the show, you're going to feel him, you know. That's he's going to make you feel him, you know. Right. And it's going to be so exciting. It's going to be, you know, so fun. He makes it so fun. And it's like, man, I want to see him perform again. Like, you know, because it's a shocking when he is performing. And then you see how cool it is, and all the lights and stuff that's on him, and how he move, and, you know, all of these different things. And it's like, wow, he cool. He you know, you don't be afraid of him anymore. Put it like that. If you have a fear, you don't feel that fear anymore.
I've been seeing it on social medias, Instagram and Facebook and stuff and all that. And be watching the shows be doing, and he have a special effects and stuff, and I love it. It is different, and that's why he's Strange One. I like that.
Yes. Definitely the Strange One. And he definitely, you know, strange in his way of music. He can get on anyone's level of music. He's so amazing to me, because I've always admired rappers anyway. Mm-hmm. But when you can just freestyle, like, it's a difference. Like, a person can just, you could just give them any type of beat and they just kill it with a freestyle. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow. And he don't write his music, and it's just like, with me, I have to write my stuff. But for him, just give him the beat at any point of time and he's going to kill it. It doesn't matter. And like I said, it's all kinds of different music, like, he can get into. So it's the sky is the limit for him, because he has so much talent. It's just unbelievable. And he amazes me every day, because it's always something new. And it's like, I still feel like I'm learning him, you know, because I don't really know, like, he here come with something different. I'm like, oh, I didn't know you. Because, like, he was on the phone talking to someone, and then one of his sons had got on the phone. And next thing I know, he was beatboxing. I didn't even know he know how to beatbox. Like, I'm like, okay, when did you start beatboxing? Oh, I always knew how to be. Oh, wow, okay. So, yeah, he comes with so many different things. And he's so talented. Mm-hmm. And I like, you know, his personality overall. Because he's not like an arrogant type of person. Mm-hmm. Even though he could very well be, you know, but he's not that. He's, you know, cool.
Humble.
And he looks out for people, you know, like, he really will support you. You know what I'm saying? Like, he will support you. Yes, he has been a shout out to you. And he don't think that he's above anyone. So that's amazing to me too.
Well, hold on, Thunder. We're gonna take a short commercial break, and then we're gonna get more back with Strange One, Thunder's lady, right here. right here. This is Reef
Hustle
right here. Extreme Fever.
Reef Hustle. TBM, rest in peace, Fred the God. Trust gang, my peoples. My peoples, the loyals. My peoples, Lord, my people. I'm hotter than y'all, extreme fever. I saw a street sweep, y'all. Boss and I beat divas. The wars, they don't speak neither. Thoughts of a street dreamer. I bought me a peach beamer with coffee and cream cedars with Chunky McQueen sneaker. I will dead more than one of y'all. Please speak up. My flow is a cross, a punisher meets ether. Know that I'm nice, controlling the mic. Claim souls in the night. Rock gold with the ice. Always one big roll of the dice. Big pancakes stacking the big band-aids. Cooling bricks out of that pot. That's big fan base. You taking mines, I'm taking one of theirs. But y'all niggas running scared. Since I dumb it down, that's what y'all wanna hear. I caused a hearse in all my verse, no accidental bars. You sound the worst, my ear hurts. That's a rental car. I rhyme live with an open dome. Nah, I ain't off the home. They hoping that I die and buy my chromosomes. But now I'm hurting your block. I shut it down with my styles. One third of the lots. No coincidental fees. I'ma get them to believe. Politic in my mind shine like I'm living in Belize.
See, why do I end up in so much shit? I done came way too far to be calling it quits.
Big
shit, wanna lock me up.
Rest
even
in peace,
King. They can't stand to see a young brother pockets
King.
Yeah, that was Reef Hustle with Extreme Fever. Hey, we are back right here on Graffiti Mike. TBOU, the brand of us, any podcast, radio show, and we got Thunder on the phone. And Miss Thunder, you back? Hello?
Hey, yeah.
Oh, man, you ain't Thunder.
No.
No, you ain't Thunder, man. I want Thunder back now. Hey, man, I'm going to interview Thunder. No. What's up, Strange, man? What's up, brother?
Yeah.
So that was a great story that Thunder had told us about you and everything else and how y'all met, man. That's
what's up. Just like she almost introduced him.
Yeah,
basically,
yes, she did. Yeah, that's what's going on. I applaud that. So Mr. Strange One, you had an album that dropped, correct?
You know
the song we just had played in the beginning of the show, Let Me Get Him. And you got another one, Can't Mess With Me. We'll play that later in the show. So tell me more about, first of all, tell everybody who Strange One, and tell me about your newest album and your single.
Well, first of all, the Strange One is an artist that's really for the people. And the reason I say I am for the people because, well, with me wearing a mask and the costume I got, that's different from anything.
Right.
And so we all are different from everything.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's just basically, you know, you can judge me if you want. You can say what you like. But see, this is the things that I'm trying to teach people, because what we need to learn is we got to accept who we are, and we got to accept who another person is without judging.
Right.
A lot of us are quick to judge and ridicule people, but I'm starting to find out the people who ridicule people a lot are the ones that's good at hiding what they got on their own that they can be judged and ridiculed about.
Amen on that. Yeah. Okay.
So basically, most of the songs sometimes I make is for what people might want to say, and sometimes they're scared to say it, or you know, you never want to offend nobody, but in this world, sometimes points need to be taken and points need to be given out.
That's right. I agree with you on that.
So that was the reason why I made that song, Let Me Get Them. Because, you know, in reality, you know, you don't want to just hurt nobody, but sometimes people get to that nerve where you just want to get them.
That's true. So that would be your main inspiration
for
writing any of your songs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Indeed.
So like when your album had dropped, what's the name of your album?
The first one that dropped?
The one that you dropped now with Let Me Get Them on it. And
oh, okay. Yeah. That haven't dropped yet. The whole album will drop in July.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Them two songs are just promoting that album. It ain't dropped yet.
Oh,
but the album is going to be called Still Misunderstood. Mm-hmm. My albums are a misunderstood series. So my first album I ever dropped was called Misunderstood.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and then I have Still Misunderstood, and then I got now that's getting ready to drop Misunderstood Still.
Okay,
so Strange One, what skills have you learned that has helped you in your career?
The skills, like, what we'll be referring to as, like, I know I got more patience now.
I hear that.
And dealing with a lot of people, you got to have patience.
Exactly.
And one more thing I had learned is more, I don't talk too much. I now just listen a lot.
Yes.
You know, that's
because, true. Yeah, I know we come to a place where everybody always say, hey, I'm grown. I know everything, but that's a lie, because even if we get out of school and college, we still learning new things every day. School is never over.
No. Exactly. That's right. You're always learning. That's right.
That's just like what Thunder said, like, you know, with you, how you amaze her every day. There's things that she's learning every day about you, and she's going to continue to learn those things.
Mm-hmm. That is
what because as a, but, well, you know, now when it comes to that part, as a husband, you always supposed to be instrumental to your wife, instrumental at all times.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So not only do you supposed to be a man to support her, push her to her goals, help her goals, you're always supposed to also still teach her.
Right.
Yeah.
But some men ain't in that position sometimes, so I ain't gonna go that too far. Some might do the wrong type of teachings. But in the relationship, we always supposed to uplift.
Right.
And we always supposed to build, not destroy.
Exactly.
I'd like to ask you a question. You don't have to collaborate on it or not. When you was putting a group together, if you want to talk about it, on Strange Days Family, do you want to clarify that, or do you want to don't talk about that? We talk about it later on the show.
No, we can talk about it.
And that.
That'll be a lesson for other people. So, yeah, we can talk about it.
Okay.
We all learned our lessons, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one thing I can say to really put the cherry on this, sometimes we all make groups, and sometimes some people just do not work out. It's that simple.
Right.
That's it.
Sometimes people just don't work out. And no disrespect, T, but sometimes the people that don't work out is the women.
Hey, look here. I'm in the studio with T. You're going to get me knocked over the head.
No, I'm not saying nothing.
Yeah.
See, I mean, he's right.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
I can't say nothing about that.
So like you say again, you know, Nuff said it just didn't work out with Strange Day Family and everything else. Do you still stay connected to them?
The what?
Do you still stay connected with them?
Just one person.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, just one now.
Just one person. Okay. Well, don't go nowhere. We're going to hold it and get back with Strange One. We're going to play his song, Can't Mess With Me, right here on Graffiti Mike TBOU, right here. Strange One, don't go nowhere, bro. This is your song right here.
I'm the one that calls shots. I'm at the top charts, and I see y'all not. Why y'all talking my name? Y'all see I'm all flame. Let me tell you how I got this grip and throw this all in my veins. It's the way that I've been doing things that y'all ain't been doing. Now y'all seeing this now see everybody in truth. Now see it's a whole game. Y'all still don't know my name, but say it three times I might pop out like candy man. Y'all see that I'm hot. Y'all checked out my spot.
Yeah.
Y'all see the energy on stage that I really got.
Yeah.
I know right now y'all really can't even stand with me. Y'all hate me. I see that, but that's cool with me. Y'all can't even mess 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 with me. This is
All my soul's been hot. I got lines around the block. I got so many fans. I mean it all worldwide. Y'all still trying me. I don't think y'all can drop. Matter of fact, won't y'all die? Just on suicide. Y'all looking at my girl, she's a dime piece. I know that, and that's all peace. But y'all can't even find that, so y'all trying to get me no peace. I see y'all all in a DM, but y'all ain't all in mine. And y'all ain't have to get in my DM. I swear to God, that's fine. Y'all see that I'm hot. Y'all checked out my spot. Y'all see the energy on stage that I really got. I know right now y'all really can't even stand with me. Y'all hate me. I see that, but that's cool with me. Y'all can't even mess with me.
That was Strange One right there. Can't mess with me. Right here, we got Strange One on the phone right here. Right here. Yo, Strange One. Strange One.
Yeah.
Hey. Can't mess with me. Man, that's a headbanger, Holmes. That's a hit. When you sent the
that's
song,
very different.
Yes,
very different.
Very different. When sent the song to TBOU and I heard it and I listened to the whole track, I'm like, damn, this is different right here. I love it. I like, okay, this is the Strange One. Yeah, I like this. I love it, man. Explain that you got rock, hip hop, all that genre in there, bro.
Yeah, because you got to be different. You got to be able to, you know, show that you're versatile in anything.
Yes. Yes, man. Yes. Yes. So collaborate with Can't Mess With Me after Let Me Get Him. So after you say Let Me Get Him, then now they can't mess with you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question for you.
You know what? Hold on, TIA. I would love to see you perform that live with a rock band. Ooh-wee! Yeah, dog. No. Go ahead, T.I.
Okay. My question is, what was the role music played in your early years?
My father was like he was a jazz player, so. Oh. It was mostly jazz at first I listened to. Mm. And then my mom listened to soul and funk and stuff. And then when I went to college, I started listening to rock. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So basically, as I just journeyed and went through everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it got different.
Wow. That's what's up. Well, what? Okay. On your days off, not writing in the studio, you know, I know you and your wife go out to dinner, but if y'all not writing in the studio and everything else, you know, what else do you do besides writing music?
In your downtime.
Sometimes it's making reels. I know I make a lot of reels.
Okay. So you a cook?
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we cook. Yeah, we have a cooking show coming out. Yeah, we do cook.
Okay. The Strange One cooking show, huh?
It's called Love's Kitchen.
Okay. Ooh, all right, Love's Kitchen. But you and Thunder biting on the ribs and stuff.
All that.
Man, you too much, man.
I am definitely going to have to check out some of your reels.
Oh, man, you too much, man. So, shoot, okay. Okay, before we let you go, because I know you're a busy man too, bro.
I don't know if I ain't got nothing, right?
Huh?
Yeah, no, I heard you.
Oh, before we let you go and everything else, what is new for Strange One? What else coming with Strange One? We already know what's coming for Thunder, but what else coming for Strange One? I know your album say dropping in July, but what else you doing?
Man, well, I got a lot of shows coming up, but that album is going to be Yeah, that album gonna be something scary.
Okay, okay. And also, you say you'll be heading our way down to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
At the end of this month.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. So then, after you performing, where you performing at in Miami?
Okay, I'm sorry. He's doing something right now. What was the question?
Oh Lord Jesus!
Where is he going to be performing at in Miami?
It's going to be, I don't know exactly the venue, but it's going to be on the 30th. Or is it? Hold on. I believe it's going to be on the 28th.
The 28th, okay.
So we're going to be there. We're going to be there from the 25th through the 30th, but he's going to be performing that Saturday. But we have other things that we're going to be doing too. But as far as the performance, it's going to be that Saturday.
Cool.
Yes. I don't know the venue right now, the name of it, but we will post it to let everybody know exactly where it's going to be. But it's definitely going to be something exciting because we're going to be there for about 5 days and we're going to be doing all kinds of different things. It's going to be a yacht party. It's just going to be a lot going on that weekend. So we are very excited to have that opportunity.
Okay.
Right, right. Okay. The same question that I asked him, what role did music play in your early years?
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so my early years in Charleston, oh, my goodness. I remember just calling the radio station, requesting all kinds of songs on Z93. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've won tickets. I've won R. Kelly tickets to his show. Mm-hmm. I think I was like 16 years old. But I will always be on the top 9 and 9. I don't know if they still have it, but I always call up there requesting songs like Week from SWV, you know, just the normal stuff that everybody be requesting, just, you know, the songs that everybody likes to hear. I mean, music for me growing up in Charleston, it was so important and it still is, because when I go back home and I visit, you know, you can listen to the radio station and you can just jam and it just takes me back. But yes, I love growing up in Charleston, listening to the radio. It's just so much. But yes, R&B, rap.
Mm-hmm.
I remember rap. Oh my gosh, when rap came out, when it was very popular when I was young. I remember, you know, people carrying the radio with those big old double D batteries or D batteries. I remember the whole culture of it. And we used to be outside,
boombox,
just jamming. Yeah. And just music. I mean, it wasn't I don't know, because I lived in the project. So it wasn't no such thing as the music was too loud. The neighbor's music is too loud. We just have the music loud, sitting on the porch and just, you know, eating, or I couldn't drink back then because I was young, but eating, you know, the adults drinking, just playing dice and just pity pat and spades, eating crabs, and just the whole culture, you know, and it all, the music was so important. It was very important to me when I was little growing up. So yeah, I remember very clear.
So Thunder, again, early in the show, you said you're working on your music and everything else. Do you know the name of your music right now, or are you going to just keep that confidential and you're going to go ahead and just wait till it blow up? Is it coming out this summer or coming out pretty soon? Your single?
It's going to, I'm pushing for August.
Oh, wow.
I'm pushing for August. Yeah. Okay. Because I don't think I'll be able to make it for the summer, but I'm pushing for August. And I just, I don't know. I'm so excited about it. I don't want to say too much because I don't want to jinx myself.
That's true. That is true. Yes, I agree.
But
I respect that.
Something is going to be out by August. Because see, I was on a couple of songs on his old album, but it had to get taken off the shelf. So now So I can't really say, oh, well, listen to this album and you will see me there. But I can't really say that because it's been taken off. But now I'm going to do with, I guess, my album on my own and just have, you know, people feature on my album. And I know the Strange One, he's going to feature on my album as well. And even though it's a Christian album, it's like he's going to feature on it. So that's going to be so cool, I think, you know, to have him on my album.
It's gonna be awesome. I can't wait.
I feel like I'm starstruck right now.
No.
I'm starstruck off of the Strange One. That's crazy.
That's how you're supposed to be, girl.
I want to ask you this question. Thunder. Name, always do this to all the artists too. Name your top five, dead or alive.
Oh my gosh.
Your top five,
okay.
Dead or alive.
Yes.
That you ride with.
Okay. Yes. So Brandy, Aaliyah, Monica, for sure. Whitney Houston.
One more.
And I love some Toni Braxton.
Okay.
So I would say they are my top five, but I have others too, but they will be up there with my top five. Yes. And the reason why Aaliyah, Brandy, and Monica is because we're around the same age. So when they came out, they were so young and I was young too. So it was, you know, I kind of admired them in that sense because I'm a female. And then Brandy had actually came to our high school, North Charleston High School, 1 year. And that was so amazing. I had got like this poster from my principal, and I had my teacher, because she was able to, you know, interact with Brandy, to do an autograph for me. So I had like Brandy's autograph, like when I was young. She was doing a promotional tour at that time. But I know Burke High School used to always have the stars coming over there. We was lucky to have Brandy to come. It was like, wow, we got somebody coming to our school. Wow. So it was so excited. Oh, it was awesome. We was in the gym and we had so much fun. I still remember that. I'll never forget it.
Right, right. What are the essential qualities that make a good artist? What do you think?
I think a good artist, first of all, you have to be available. You have to basically go for what the people like. You can be unique, but you still have to please your audience. Right. You have to give off a good show. You can't just, you know, rap or sing or, you know, you have to perform some type of way. You have to do something so that you can grasp the crowd and make them come along with you, and so everybody can be vibing together. So I think that's very important. And of course, being on time, before time, to the different shows, events, just interacting with your audience, interacting with your fans, being, you know, nice to your fans, and, you know, because fans sometimes can come off as a little weird because they just, you know, they admire you so much. So they might, you know, do something low, you think is a little weird, but you have to just know that, you know, this is a fan and not be mean to them, you know, because that's important. You want people to support you. You want people to have something good to say about you, especially when you have a face-to-face interaction with them. I know you can't sign all kind of autographs that come to you, but if you can do one or two, like, don't be stuck up, you know, trying to act like you so much, so all of this and all of that, to where you forget your fans, and just to do something like a simple autograph or a simple quick picture or a shout out or something like that. You know, I think that's very important. Cause I might be an artist, but I'm a fan too. I'm a huge fan, and I know what it feels like.
Of course. Well, hey, Thunder, we really appreciate you and Strange One to be on our show, and also for Graffiti Mike. Tell the listeners out there where they can hear more of you and also Strange One.
Yes. Yeah, so my Facebook is Love LaVon. Also my Instagram is IM_Thunder_1ONE. The Strange One, you can reach him, you can Google him, the Strange One. He's on all the platforms. The Strange One with a 0 at the end, for I believe that's Instagram. Because he got different ones. Instagram, Twitter. He's on Instagram. He's on Twitter. Mm-hmm. He's on Facebook. He's on Twitch. He's on TikTok. So just look for the strange one, and you'll be able to find him on those platforms. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's what's up.
But we really do appreciate y'all letting us interview y'all today.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this too. So excited. Oh my gosh, because y'all are like my hometown people. So yes, I feel so comfortable with y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dundu. Boom. That's the lock. Thank you. I'm a character. Thank you, Dundu, for the interview and Strange One, and tell them, man, and tell everybody that, hey, for supporting the brand of us, we really appreciate y'all supporting us too. And if we continue supporting, Strange One, because we love his music and everything else.
Right.
That's right. Thanks again, right here. You have heard Thunder and Strange One right here on TBOU Graffiti Mike. Thanks, sweetie. Tell Strange One we love him, man. And y'all stay blessed.
Okay. Thank you. You too. You too.
Love you too. All right. Bye-bye. This is right here, Young Dane, Under the Sun. Right here on Graffiti Mike.
Up getting Savage Entertainment.
We secure the bag.
It's 2021, you heard me.
You ought to know.
I heard y'all wanted that real shit, you feel me?
Hey, Philly, baby.
So here you go.
Yeah, they got it, but
this
is Florida, baby. It's about 100 degrees.
Chill.
You better watch what you do in the streets of grime, you better not sneeze.
Yeah.
They analyzing everything you're doing, and everything in between. I got that strap up on my lap, and just in case they want beef. I'm reading scriptures every night, praying to God to change my life.
Yeah.
They keep telling me that's not how things gotta be.
So tell me,
why do I gotta fight every day just to breathe?
Thanks.
I'm clocking in and out the streets like it's 9 to 5. Can't you see?
Chill.
It's kind of crazy though.
Yeah.
I'm out here getting all the attention with this crazy flow.
Yeah,
I'm reaching in the underworld to grab my sight. Yeah, it's ready to blow.
Look.
They stick and move or get stuck. You gotta be ready to go.
Your
life can be taken at any moment. You can get struck like a pose. See, your life is going in the flesh. Another casket. When opportunities knocking is when the fake ones exposed. They try to take the opportunity when nobody knows. You keep that pressure on their ass, you gon' watch them fold.
Fast.
I work the way I fucking do, so hard to sell my soul.
You know.
You better watch it, don't cry. Me, I turn your body cold. I know they watching, they plotting, but I already know.
Chill.
They cannot stop it, I'm popping, I'm already gone.
Only my only language could play, and I only Rosetta Stone.
It's just you can tell my vision is grown. I'm molding myself into a monster. I ain't even shown.
Chill.
I ain't giving no more slack, yeah, I'm all out of road. And you the type to turn your back and switch up just for a hoe. Ain't all this talk about being real, but the real ain't gotta glow. I ain't gotta talk about it, the streets will tell you that I'm the ghost.
I'm
being savage. Waiting for a hop about the coach. Yeah, you must have forgot. I've been trapping since I was 13 years old.
You know,
reminiscing about flipping my first bowl.
Yeah,
my dog up, go and grab some baggies from the store.
Sure.
We on this money making mission. We no longer going broke.
Oh,
wait a minute. Let me count this money before we hit the road.
Hold
it in my Nike box. Hit a lick and jug for more. Cop the brand new chain. Felt colder than an Eskimo. There's no justice in my league because I move like Destro.
You know,
if I die, resurrect me like the Red Hood. Taking out all my foes. I thought I told you that the real never die. Yeah, they multiply. You should've known.
Chill.
You should've known, man. Yeah. I come out you, man. Under the sun, freestyle 850, baby. You heard me, Young Dane. I'm at y'all next with this one. You feel me? You ain't feeling, but you feel me now. You heard me.
Chill.
You're listening to The Mountain Man on TBOU 24/7 radio.
The hottest DJ mixing the beats. Beats.
Mixing the beats. Beats.
Liz D, homie.
Yo, it's your boy Koku.
Yeah, this your boy Big OG.
This your boy Darius. This is Coach Mo Fett. And you're listening to TBOU.
Here, it's Get the Hands. I'm outside in Virginia Beach, but I'm 757. I'm DMV, and you are now tuning in to My Block Live. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you now, I don't care if it's a race, I'ma set my own pace. So my, ready, set, go. I'm ashamed that I used to shift the blame when I hadn't done my part. Like, say it ain't so, barely even took the time to just stop and use my mind or try hard. That was before, but now I figure why not start? I figure why not start, ayy. The biggest smile on my face when I'm around, you can't really tell that I'm hurting. Really do my best when out in public, keep my head from tilting down. But deep inside, I feel like a burden. Everybody steady in my ear saying I should keep going. Not realizing that my heart is torn. Some days I wake up excited because I know exactly what I'm doing. Other days I still wish I wasn't born. But it's cool because I've dealt with the pain. If I wasn't so solid, then I would melt in the rain. And the cycles I was in ain't do nothing but just keep on repeating. So I felt insane and I held tight to my selfish ways. Wouldn't seek help cause I would self-medicate. But when you look at me, just know that it's never too late. That's why I'm telling you now, I don't care if it's a race, I'ma set my own pace. So my, ready, set, go. I'm ashamed that I used to shift the blame when I hadn't done my part. Like, say it ain't so, really even took the time to just stop and use my mind or try hard. That was before, but now I figure why not start? I figure why not start, ayy. Safe to say I found my rhythm. Don't you dare feel sorry for me, I am not a victim. We got problems and we fix them. It's just for me, music navigates the pain on my system. Beating the odds, I love that. If I ain't learning my lessons, then I mustn't have had enough yet. And Lord knows I can't be upset. Cause every single time somebody tries to help, I change the subject. Force myself to go it alone. I'm surprised I haven't broke any bones. Take it easy, they don't even need to see me like this. I hid myself at home and I held tight to my selfish ways. Wouldn't seek help cause I was self-medicating. But when you look at me, just know that it's never too late. That's why I'm telling you now, I don't care if it's a race, I'ma set my own pace on my. Ready, set, go. I'm ashamed that I used to shift the blame when I hadn't done my part. Like, say it ain't so. Really even took the time to just stop and use my mind or try hard. That was before, but now I figure why not start? I figure why not start? I'm telling you now, I don't care if it's a race, I'ma set my own pace on my. Ready, set, go. I'm ashamed that I used to shift the blame when I hadn't done my part. Like, say it ain't so, really even took the time to just stop and use my mind or try hard. That was before, but now I figure why not start? I figure why not start, ayy. I don't care if it's a race, I'ma set my own pace on my. Ready, set, go. I'm ashamed that I used to shift the blame when I hadn't done my.
That was so, Gifted Hands with My Block. I absolutely love that track right there.
Love that track, T.I.
I figure why not start.
Yes. And that was a great interview with Strange One and his lady Thunder. Yes.
So y'all be looking out. They got some things coming up.
That's right. And look out for Strange One album sometime dropping in July. That's right. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in to the Brand of Us Any Podcast Radio Show, Graffiti Mike. Yes. And also, if you got the app, you could download the app. You know, you can get the app, TBOU 24/7 Radio, and you can hear us 24/7 on the go. And like the interview live with Strange One and all the indie artists and some major artists coming your way. Hey, that's right, because we got some things new coming this summer. So y'all got to continue downloading the app and check in to the Brand of Us Indie Podcast Radio Show.
And we thank you for all the love and support that you guys give to us each and every day. We appreciate that.
Yes. Give us our support for that. Thank you. Hey, but we want to tell everybody, you know, peace,
love,
and keep making music right here on the Brand of Us Any Podcast Radio Show. This is Bid with Blizz D
and we about to put y'all to bed. No right here on Graffiti Mike.
Graffiti Mike. But I will be Graffiti back. Mike.
I'ma take care of you. Then I'ma get that chick. I'ma put her to bed. I'ma put her to bed. I'ma put her to bed. And hit the streets, get this bread. I'ma put her to bed. I'ma put her to bed. I'ma put her to bed. And hit the streets, get this bread. I'ma put her to bed. I'ma put her to bed. I'ma put her to bed. And hit the streets, get this bread. I'ma put her to bed. I'ma put her to bed. I'ma put her to bed. And hit the streets, get this bread. I got a phone call asking, can I come through? I reply, let me finish this business, I leave at 2. Showed up at a house, and what she had on, I was like, wow, tank top and jogging pants, fitting that body right. Hair in a ponytail, just the way I like. She say she been stressing, in need of affection. Man ain't doing her right, she found some Texas. I told her, don't worry. Just count your blessings. Couple kisses on her neck. Got her undressing. About to try something I read in magazine Essence. Body oil and lotion. About to put it in motion. Glass of Moscato wine. That's making love potion. Then she turned on the music. Then she busted wide open. I told her I gotta go, but I'ma handle you first. She was so brilliant, left reward in her purse. I'ma put her to bed, I'ma put her to bed. I'ma put her to bed and hit the streets, get this bread. I'ma put her to bed, I'ma put her to bed. I'ma put her to bed and hit the streets, get this bread. I'ma put her to bed, I'ma put her to bed. I'ma put her to bed and hit the streets, get this bread. I'ma put her to bed, I'ma put her to bed. I'ma put her to bed and hit the streets, get this bread. I need a new atmosphere, I need to get away. I move like the time, good head of work and not keep me at a state. Never mind, my girl don't like the fact that we barely spend time, but she know I'm on the grind. It's a lot going on, but nothing I can't handle. Streets be so crazy, sometimes gripping like a handle. Patient with my enemies, light them, watch them slow burn like a candle. I know this sound harsh, but I'm ruthless and sweet. I just destroy the ones who don't bow down to feet. When you a king, 20% wanna make history for your defeat. I'ma go get her, I would keep a stack. I only hang with ones who have my back. Niggas wanna be quarterbacks until they get hurt, real bruised from attack. I am not your average kind, 10 savage, walking full revolver, straight problems solve. Talk breakers, won't see tomorrow. Set today, set out tomorrow. Get to the streets like an A&R. Wanna be this, wanna be that. Turn in the blue for the all back. Time to handle business, then you fall
I'ma
back.
I'ma put her to bed, I'ma put her to bed. I'ma put her to bed and hit the street, get this bread. I'ma put her to bed, I'ma put her to bed. I'ma put her to bed and hit the street, get this bread. I'ma put her to bed, I'ma put her to bed. I'ma put her to bed and hit the street, get this bread. I'ma put her to bed, I'ma put her to bed. I'ma put her to bed and hit the street, get this bread. Graffiti Mike. Welcome to our world of music. Music that unites people. In the mix. In the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ, hit me with another track.
That's right, TBOU 24/7 Radio.
Hey, Lay, what you on, Lay?
What you on, bro? What you on?
Hey, Bree, what you on, Bree?
Bitch, nah, what you on, gang?
Here we go. Ha. Rockstars is fast as shit.
This for my dog.
Rockstar.
This for my dog.
Now we broke, little boy, you can dot that. Anything you want, we can buy that. New little Jag in the Billy, I'ma cop that. With a Cartier on my wrist. Know that I'm lit, they be trying to take a pic. Like, come on, man, I'm flashy as this. New little chicken, she sassy as this. And she look bad, so I'm back in the rip. Like, okay, he wanna tip, rock him. Oh, he wanna let, pop him. Oh, he copping out, block him. Let's go.
Oh, he wanna smoke? Okay. We tell that boy to come get it. Yeah. We tryna see if he would it. We tryna see if he would it. Got lay on the joint, she gon' get it. Goalie drip, they trip. Goalie drip, they trip. Goalie drip, they trip. This for my. This for my. Let's go. Walk in the party, I'm sipping on Pepsi. We no, I'm sipping on Fanta. We getting lit, we got fans out of Atlanta. No, we got fans out of Atlanta. Come on, hit it one time. Hey, Bree, she calling my line. Hey, Lay, you is my slime. Come on, we get caught for a dime. Come on. Come on.
She's in the bag and you chasing a rollie. Keep your distance, you niggas don't know me. Cuffin' on thotty, she f*** on my homie. Did a dash in a new store, Johnny. I want a jet black, matte Bugatti. I don't really check, I snow, that's probably. Met a white girl, think her name was Molly. You left to get right, but you behind me. This for my doty, none of you know me, he want a brand new homie, cause all of my homies smoking. Pop your fish twin. Chasing the bag, talking big, yes. They know the difference. Come around me, keep your distance.
This for my.
This
for my.
Want a brand new home.
This for my. Walk it out. We ain't got no rat. We can't talk it out. Don't run, little boy. Can't hide. Oh my God. What else you gonna die?
It's that time. Got an XD in the Glock 25.
This for my.
This
for my.
This
for my.
This for my.
This
for my.
This for my.
This for my.
This from my.
This for my. For my.
This from my.
This for my. This for my.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station. Ridiculous.
Just like everyone else. Oh yeah, they looking at me. Well, yeah, I'm dressed in my mask and my host will see ya. But I'm here only to party, chill out and act a fool for everybody. Cause when I'm on the floor, I always dance, and when I dance, I dance like nobody. Man, it's the way that I feel and I love how I do this. It's just like everybody around me, cause we all love the music. I got my people with me so we can act a fool and party all night. I had to call them first and give them advice.
It's a party, 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 it's a party.
A party ain't a party till I step in. The network is a set that I'm repping. I'm still, hey, where the party at? Catch me at the bar where the girls be at now. I mean to rub. You're wiggling poses that these thoughts had a rose. But you coming out of them clothes. I'm just kidding, unless you're willing to play. Cause sex is the one that you must stop today. Hey, come party with me. You and your friends in the VIP. Superstar status, so you already know all the drinks on me. Cause me and the strangers been going party tonight. You should make sure that we a party at night. Cause we party like the roof on fire. Hell yeah, girl, tonight, know the roof on fire.
It's a party, 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 it's a party.
4, 3, 2, 1.